T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Paul, we had Brian Billick on a little while ago, and I asked him about the relationship between a coach and a quarterback and sniping and such. And he said, you know what, it's like a marriage. He said, nothing to really read into it. It happens. He said it only gets bad if it continues. So we'll wait and see. But give me your thoughts on what you've heard and read and thought about over the last few days when it comes to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I read a very interesting article. I'm not sure if you saw it on The Ringer. I think it was Robert Mays who wrote it last night. And, I think I saw you referencing it, too, on Twitter last night. So you probably did see it. And It's the idea of the Packers squandering, the prime years of a generational talent in Aaron Rodgers. But I think there's so many pieces to that, Bill. And it gets down to what this Packers season has been so far. This Packers season so far has been a disappointment. I just don't know that there's any other way to put it. And it's not just because they're 2-2-1. It's the way in which they've become a 2-2-1 team. And I don't know about you. I don't know about all of your listeners and Packers fans across the country. I am watching a team that's just not that good. And you can look at – there's two ways to see it, Bill. I see that, okay, we can go the micro way or we can go the macro way. So in the micro fashion, you'd say, okay, but what if Randall Cobb – doesn't have a really bad game in week 2 and didn't get hurt, right? Because now he's missed the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
What if Mason Crosby doesn't have a career-worst performance? What if the NFL doesn't go crazy for 3 weeks and call every single sack on a quarterback, seemingly, at least on Clay Matthews, call all of those as roughing the passer? What if the punt return situation on Sunday, where I don't know how the officials ruled that hit a Packers player, that it gave Green Bay, gave Detroit the ball at the 1, that you can call it to be that gaff. What if Rodgers didn't get hurt in week 1 and hasn't been hobbled this whole time? Those, like, all these little things are part of why the Packers are 2-2-1. It's parts of the reasons why they just don't look like a very good team. But why are they finding themselves down 17-0 in first halves, 24-0 in first halves? Why do they just look disjointed? And what that comes down to is, it's like, I think for me, last week, the game ended, Aaron Rodgers goes to the podium and has a very lot of passive-aggressive type pointed comments about the offense. And this week, he was more about himself and saying, I just didn't play well. And I think in the first half, there's no doubt that it was not like the normal Aaron Rodgers that you're used to seeing. But why does the football team as a whole look out of sorts? Why are they so prone to slow starts? And that's where the question really comes up in the Ringer article last night, and of course across anybody who's been watching the Packers, and that is there a deeper problem? If you're gonna eliminate, okay, what if Crosby didn't have a career worst day in week 5 and Cobb not a career worst day in week 2, and what if all these the Matthew sacks and the punt return gaff and all these, like, but in the whole picture, I'm watching a team that, if this team with Aaron Rodgers healthy missed the playoffs this year, I would be surprised in the abstract, because how in the hell is that possible? How is this team with Aaron Rodgers, not necessarily healthy, but able to play, how would they be flirting with, a non-playoff type of record? But if you actually watch what they're putting on the field, not making the playoffs wouldn't surprise me at all. And if you go against San Francisco this Monday night, going into a bye, again, of course, at Lambeau Field, and you don't play well, or even worse yet, you lose, San Francisco just lost to the Cardinals, okay? Mm-hmm. They lost to the Arizona Cardinals. So I don't know what the bye week looks like if you're Mark Murphy or if you are, Brian Gutekunst, and now that they have this little, triangle of power. They don't look good, Bill. And at a certain point, I stop looking at all the small things and I start looking at the bigger picture. And it just makes me start to question, maybe not start to question, but amp up the question of if a change at the top is needed. They changed defensive coordinator, they changed offensive coordinator, they changed GM. They did a lot of things, but what they didn't do is change the man running the whole show. And if this team, you know, they've got up to slow starts before, and I don't doubt that they can turn it around. I don't doubt that Mike McCarthy can turn this around. I think it's very, very possible. But through five games, I see a team that's probably going to be lucky if they get in the playoffs, and that is a really, I think, pathetic, sad thing to say about a team that, and in my opinion, has more talent on paper than what they're showing on the field.
At the beginning of the season, prior to the season, we talked about coaches on the hot seat, and the notion that McCarthy was on the hot seat was ridiculous. Because I just felt that this team is going to get back to the postseason. Like you said, on paper, they're a talented team, and they're going to be right there in the thick of things. And the dysfunctionality that his little things here and there that one thing said or one thing done or one game bad, you know what? No big deal. But when you start to stack up all the little things that seem to be eating away at the other side, so to speak, that's when I would say, okay, I didn't believe it at the beginning of the season. I might believe it now that if this thing goes horribly wrong, let's just say they do win this game against San Francisco and then go out and promptly lose two in a row against LA and against New England.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard for me to believe at that point that this is a playoff-bound team. And at that point in time, I would say, yeah, there is a very legitimate way that Mike McCarthy loses his job at the end of the season.
Yeah, and, let me finish this thought because it's going to sound more extreme than what it initially is going to be, but the thought has even crossed my mind that, you know, what if they lose against San Francisco? I don't think a coach's seat could be hotter than a 2-3-1 team that's had Aaron Rodgers for all of, you know, the entire season, but a quarter that he missed against Chicago. And then you lose against a team like San Francisco if that were to happen. Now, they might come out on Monday and look great, and that might be the turning point that they need, and then they get a week of rest and a week of practice. And I think there's no doubt that Aaron Rodgers not being able to practice up until this past Thursday, he wasn't practicing, you know, and he already only played 7 preseason snaps. I think there's plenty of reasons why you might say that there's other reasons for the offense to not look as good as it should. But so I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think, no matter what happens Monday, I don't think you even remotely consider an in-season coaching change.
No, I wouldn't think so.
That's what I want to clarify. I don't think there's any question about that, even if you do go ahead and lose to San Francisco, which would be, Dr. Bill in on Tuesday for sure. But, you know, man, if the Packers don't make the playoffs, is there any question in anybody's mind that they're not going to make a change at head coach? If they don't make the playoffs, there's a new head coach in January, right?
Right. No, I would say that if they don't make the postseason and you still have an Aaron Rodgers, even though he has a bad knee, you still have Aaron Rodgers moving around and being somewhat mobile back there, and you still have a semi-healthy team, then I would almost definitely say Black Monday would have Mike McCarthy's name on it.
I would agree. And I would even – I just wonder too, Bill, like, is making the playoffs and losing in the first round – job saving? I don't know if even that is. You're to a point, and you know, it was really articulated well in that Ringer article that I mentioned, that you Rodgers for all these years has covered up so many flaws with this football team that when the full great version of his best self isn't on the field on a given week, all of these things are exposed. And what the article mentioned too was, you know, Sean McVay gets a lot of credit, right? And he should. I mean, he is scheming up wide open wide receivers. You and I would be open, Bill, because that's what Sean McVay is doing. It's just from a scheme perspective, he's drawing up things that, you know, guys like us would be able to look open for. And Andy Reid, though, is another guy that got credit in this article as a guy who's been coaching for even longer than McCarthy, but has Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense looking like a 16-0 clean sweep to the, like, I mean, Rams versus Chiefs, here we go, right? Like, but this, you know, it's one thing when it's 33-year-old Sean McVay. It's another thing when it's Andy Reid, who's been coaching forever. But yet Andy Reid, and, it, you know, was, you know, again, I'm kind of reiterating what was said in this article, but I agree with it based on what I've seen, too. Andy Reid has changed and evolved throughout the years, and his offense looks nothing like his offense looked 5 years ago. Meanwhile, a lot of the national analysts are watching across the league, and they're saying, how come you know, Joe Philbin comes in, Mike McCarthy says we're going to completely reboot the playbook and we're going to start from scratch and we're going to do all these things. And yet it looks like the same damn offense that it has for all these years, where you are relying on the wide receivers to get themselves open, and that if they can't do that, you're not crafting scheme-specific ways to get them open. So it's like this circle, Bill, of like, you know, where you start to feel crazy because it's like, how come things aren't changing? How come you know, this is going to say that this is going to change and then it doesn't? And I'm sure it's part of what is kind of, you know, driving Aaron Rodgers mad, you know, in his post-game press conferences and on the sideline, because, you know, as much as you say things are going to change, it just, you know, it's, you know, is the word stale? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the word stale, maybe there's a lot of things you can talk about, but it's not an encouraging first five games for the Packers, and that's the safest way to say it.
Always good, Paul. We will chat again later in the week, okay?
All right, Bill.
All right, buddy. Thanks, talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. Been getting it done. Call them. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.